Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Well, conversation with Danny Woodhead was ridiculous, even for conversations with Danny Woodhead standards, right? I mean, you would... On a scale of 1 to 5 of ridiculousness, that was pretty much a 5, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, if you missed that, go check out the podcast. I mean, it's just ridiculous. We talked about deodorant and toothpaste and shaving your armpits and whatnot. It's not good. It was ridiculous. It was totally 100% ridiculous. Hey, unfortunately... Matthew Richard Schick has some ESPN duties.
Softball
duties. And he is unable to make his appearance on the show today. So, you know what that means? That means it's we're wide open for the rest of the show. Lot of me, lot of you. Ways to get in touch with the program, as always, 402-951-1620. You can email the 1620 The Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Or you can hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Nick Baugh. Nick at 1620thezone.com is the email address. I mean, there's just there's a lot of room for you to hop in whenever you feel like it. You know, we talked about the amazing day that Roby had yesterday at the NBA Draft Combine. Everything was kind of trending towards Roby probably not coming back. The fact that Hoiberg went over the scholarship limit. They're at 14 scholarships right now, including Roby. If he doesn't come back, then they're all good. That's point number one. Point number two, one of the recruits, it might have been the Samari Curtis, Ohio shooting guard, was wearing number 15. You know those like commit pictures that where they were in like a uniform? He was wearing Roby's number 15 jersey, which tells you, okay, that's probably not good. And then the fact that Roby had himself a good first day at the combine as well. I mean, he's a guy that turned some heads. Jay Billis was asked yesterday, who stood out? His answer, Roby. He said, quote, I think he showed why he's a very good prospect in this year's draft, probably a top second-round pick. Maybe he can sneak into the first round. He played well in the scrimmage, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 21 minutes. He tested well. Not sure how much the testing matters, but it certainly can't hurt. And again, he's one of those guys. He's kind of the new age big guy. Versatile, offensively, defensively, guard multiple positions, can score in multiple ways. He can handle the ball. He can post up. He can shoot threes. And he's one of those guys. Oftentimes, the draft in the NBA, you know, there are very few guys you are drafting that are ready to walk into the NBA and make an instant impact. You know what I mean? Like Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum. The reality is it's hard to walk in and make like an immediate impact. So oftentimes you're drafting someone on what they could be or will be, you know, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road kind of a thing. Especially when you get outside of the top 5, top 10 picks. You know what I mean? And to me, that's the other thing that's good with Roby is he's a guy whose best basketball is clearly way ahead of him. Clearly way ahead of him. He's young. He's just scratching the surface. And the thing I like about him is that guy not only improved every year of college, he almost improved every month in college. Like, he is taking rapid strides. Rapid strides. So, again, I think he's a guy. I think he's a dude that is a big-time sleeper in this draft. I would have loved to see him come back to play for Hoiberg because I think he could have played himself into being a for-sure first-rounder. But, you know, according to Billis, saying he can maybe sneak into the first round. You never know. You just never know. I mean, every year there's kind of a few guys that have meteoric rises throughout the draft process to sneak into the first round, and he could be one of those guys. He could absolutely be one of those guys. So we'll see what happens with the NBA draft. Speaking of the NBA, so in all reality, it's crazy. So the Warriors beat the Blazers last night. They're up 2-0. And in all reality, I would say the Warriors only outplayed the Blazers for about 10 or 11 minutes. That was it. Other than that, Blazers outplayed them. Other than about a 10 or 11 minutes total. And you know what? That's all it took. When you're that good, and when you're that explosive, a 10-minute volcanic eruption from the Warriors, it's a little different than a 10-minute volcanic eruption from the Cleveland Cavaliers right now, you know? And, you know, once again, Steph Curry. Here are his numbers. Three games now without Kevin Durant. Here are his numbers in the playoffs. So you have game six, then game one and game two of the Western Conference Finals. 35 points per game, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals. He's shooting 49% from the floor, 42% from 3, and hasn't missed a free throw, 100%. He's their guy. He is their guy. And now, once again, the Warriors improve to 32-4 when Steph plays and Kevin Durant doesn't. And an astonishing 29-1 in their last 30 games when Steph plays and Kevin Durant does it. Think about that. And you know what the Warriors' record is when Durant plays and Steph doesn't? 28-18. So still a winning record, but like 32-4 or 28-18. And again, 29-1 in the last 30 games where Steph plays and Durant doesn't. 29-1. Pretty remarkable stuff. So up 2-0. Tonight will be game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, Toronto and Milwaukee. And one of the things that is so interesting about, you know, the Bucks are they take a lot of threes, make a lot of threes, but their engine is Giannis, obviously. And one of the things that's good about Giannis is Giannis leads the NBA in easy points. How about the fact that in the playoffs, Giannis is leading everyone in the playoffs in points in the paint, free throw attempts, and fast break points? You know what all those are? Points in the paint, free throw attempts, and fast break points? They're oftentimes easy baskets. A point in the paint, obviously close proximity, a guy his size, easy basket. Free throw attempts, easy. Fast break points, oftentimes you have numbers and advantage. And when you're athletic like Giannis, easy. So that's what's hard about Damian Lillard right now is like when he has to score, they're hard. Like the degree of difficulty is like, you know, they're tough jump shots. Now he shoots it really well, but those are hard. Harder than what Giannis does. So we'll see what happens tonight. Again, it was a game where, you know, if you're Toronto, you needed to find a way to win game one because you outplayed the Bucks. The Bucks didn't play that well, but sometimes that's the mark of a good team, is a team that still wins when they don't play well in the playoffs. So game two tonight, 402-951-1620. Again, wide open for the remainder of the show. No schick today, so a lot of me, a lot of you. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter @NickBob. Game time.